A.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Normally, we turn the lights down and chill out a bit inside the Soul Lounge, but today, we're going to turn it up. Now, you may remember a few weeks ago, we explored the power of hip-hop, and I received so many emails and tweets and Facebook messages from you about how much you enjoyed the show that I decided to do it again. Only this time, we're going to do something a little different. I am going to count down my top five favorite hip-hop artists. These are the guys and gals who keep me motivated, inspired, and turned up. So let's start with my number five pick, Yasiin Bey, who is formerly known as Mos Def. He's been on the scene for years, originally from Brooklyn and considered one of the premier artists in the conscious hip-hop movement. His music encourages us to think critically about the things that we sometimes take for granted. And when he's not working on music, he's acting. You know, he's been on television, the big screen, even Broadway. So from his album, Black on Both Sides, here's Mos Def.
I don't wanna write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not promised. Tomorrow may never show up.
Shine your light for the world to see.
This is Soul Lounge, and we are counting down my top five favorite hip-hop artists. Now, the number four pick is another New York rapper who, since breaking onto the scene in 1994, has appeared near the top of almost every best MC list. This year, he celebrated the 20th anniversary of his legendary debut album, It Was Written, by traveling across the country performing with some of the best orchestras in the world. On this next cut, he teamed up with another MC that made my list, Lauryn Hill. This is If I Ruled the World inside the Soul Lounge.
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
days of time. Yo, it'd be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, Lord Travis Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
story, how the thugs live in worry. Ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a brother having shh. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be? If you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of times.
If I rule the world,
imagine
if
that.
I
free all my sons.
If I rule, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be? If you could be mine, we both shine.
If I
You're listening to The Soul Lounge, and I am the Lady DJ, and we are counting down my top five favorite MCs. But before we continue with the countdown, I've got to remind you that for the second half of the show, we are going to move the party into the VIP room for a very special interview and performance with an incredible artist that is on the rise. Her name is Anastasia Baker, and she was a contestant on X Factor in the UK, and I promise you that you will love her as much as they did. But before we hit you with the new artist, I want to take you way back with a group who proved that girls could flow just as good as the guys. Here is some old school soul or hip hop. It's Salt and Pepper with their very first bona fide hit. It's Push It on the Soul Lounge. Listening to the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and I remember the first time I heard the album Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. It was 1994, and I knew right then that I would be a fan of the duo for life, but Andre 3000 in particular. He is my third favorite MC. He became legendary back then and continues to be. And even though it has been years since they recorded together, they spent this summer performing at music festivals around the world. And just last weekend, they returned home to Atlanta for three sold out shows. This is from their album Aquemini. Here's Outkast with Rosa Parks.
Type of people made it club before. Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eyes. Total chaos, but these playoffs thought we was amps, and we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Grey Day. Me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed through that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya. Bulldog and hoes like them Georgetown Hawkers. Boy, you kinda silly, think my room is sitting pretty, doing donuts while you suckers like them suckers on Ron Titus. Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down, but us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now.
Push that force, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you want to ball? try to just throw it at you. Determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you, cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit, sand and it's toss lit. But that's all shit, bro. And I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done, and we got a new Joe in town. When the record player get to skipping and slowing down. All y'all can say is them niggas earn that crown. But until then,
push that pull. Say everybody move to the back of the bull. Move it on the ball and slow it.
My top five hip-hop artists countdown with number two. Lupe Fiasco skated onto the scene like a burst of fresh air. His 2006 album Food and Liquor provided a slightly different perspective on life. He didn't shy away from reflecting the challenging parts of growing up in inner city Chicago. He just presented them in a way that left you feeling hopeful. He also introduced an entire generation of young African-American kids to a new pastime, skateboarding. Here he is with Kick Push. It's Lupe Fiasco inside the Soul Lounge.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo. Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying, legally and illegally, you know what I'm talking about, so check it out, first got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks, matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip, for a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air, yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it, he knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park, started in the morning, one stopped after dark, yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push. My man got a little older, became a better roller, yeah, No hell meant hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said. But he was feeling himself, got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push.
This is the Soul Lounge, and I am the Lady DJ, and we are finally at the number one spot. Now, this is my top five hip-hop artists of all time countdown. These are my favorites. And it was really hard to choose just these five, but I knew who was going to be at the number one slot. Her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was a groundbreaking project. From that legendary album, this is Lost Ones by Lauryn Hill, inside the Soul Lounge.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My ting done major came down one run. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one. You might win some, but you just won one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all lost for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope roll. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play in the sin. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There's how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just
stick around because we're going to move this party into the VIP room for the second half of the show. I'm going to introduce you to an artist that is on the rise. You don't want to miss this.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Hey there, welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. I am Shawn Renee, the Lady DJ, and we are inside the VIP room with an 8-time Grammy nominee, classically trained vocalist, extraordinary songwriter, and heiress to Patti LaBelle's throne, so says Patti herself. Lettucey is here with us. What's going on?
Well, I'm just happier, letting go of a lot of things again. It happens, evolving like everyone else, and just celebrating all the things that I'm learning, you know, about myself. And that's it. Eating healthier.
Yeah.
Taking dance classes.
Okay.
I always love dance. It's nothing new to me, but it's new to the rest of the world. And showing off all those different talents that I love.
Yeah, because in that performance, I have to say, and I've seen you perform live a few times, but that was the first time that I've actually seen you move like that.
I did it on Essence when I did Essence 2 years ago.
Okay.
That BGTY tour. I did it at Pieces of Me tour. People who have seen me live have seen pieces of those things, but never... I've never done it on television. They've known me for ballads and just singing ballads all the time.
Right.
But this time I wanted to show all of me. That's why it's called The Truth, isn't just facing full out who I am instead of hiding.
Well, it's
parts.
Interesting you bring that up, though, because I know that, and that was a very sexy outfit. We're talking about the Black Girls Rock performance. It's a very sexy outfit, and I know that a lot of women in the industry are sometimes criticized for being too sexy or too provocative. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, now that you've kind of, you're coming into yourself even more, how do you balance that? Did you feel that pressure? Or
no, not at all.
Okay.
I think women should be whatever they want to be, and they should not think any longer. Because that's what I did the previous recordings, was always worrying about what other people might think. And it's sad that we... are afraid of that part. The songs I sang in Lost and Found, Pieces of Me, and Turn Me Loose, they were sensual songs. But now that I have the image to go with it, we're going, what? No, I already did that. I'm just singing it and showing it physically. There's nothing wrong with it to me. I think if you do it in a classy way, it's okay. That's the part I learned about accepting the truth. I love myself. I love my body and my curves, and I want to celebrate that part. And we shouldn't be afraid of that part of ourselves. It's natural. And you can classy it up. I had 2 pairs of stockings underneath that thing, and it wasn't a cat suit. It was a 2-piece Alexander McQueen bodysuit. I couldn't dance in a skirt. I can't dance in jeans. I couldn't dance in a dress. So that was the closest I can get, just like I do in my dance classes. You saw me. I saw me. I looked in the mirror within first, and then it came out. Mm. So it wasn't just something I said, oh, my album was way done before I started that. I was audio journaling how I felt of letting go of love, self-love, and receiving the love I deserve. And there's a smile on my face. I'm excited. Yes, I was sensual, because that's where I am right now. Every album, I'm me. No one forces me to do anything Lettucey doesn't want to do. And I wanted women to see that. Yes, young, old, green, yellow, it didn't matter. Celebrate all of that, of who you are. And we should never hide. And it's not an industry thing for me. It never has been. Mm-hmm. I've always come in being Lettucey. Every album, I'm at the stage where I'm at. I'm upbeat. I'm up-tempo. I didn't want to sing sad songs. And, I'm excited about my life. I let go of things. And I'm shedding the skin. And I'm being a butterfly and flying out. We need to see that. We don't have enough images of that. Sexy doesn't have to be, here's all my clothes off. I was fully clothed, and I still got all of that. And then afterwards, everyone goes, oh, they saw one image. Women saw one image of the cover. They hadn't even heard the music yet. Didn't know how I got to that journey of that cover. And now they heard the music, and they're like, oh, we love it. Yeah.
Well, seeing the cover, was the reaction negative?
It was predominantly positive.
Okay.
But I was shocked that my sisters was not very positive about it.
Really?
But when they heard the music to match with everything, then they go and they saw the video. That's sad how we just base judgment off of one image and we don't even hear the whole story yet. Mm. That was hurtful. Mm. But I'm good with it, because it was a lesson for me that not everyone will support you, Lettucey, in your journey. But there are some wonderful women that supported me to get where I am.
Right.
Without the women in my dance class who were much curvier than me, showing me how to do the moves, I was like, girl, you better work. You know what I mean? I was so excited about it. So I had to remember those women that supported me. Don't forget, this is just a few people that have trouble with themselves. They're seeing you, and the mirror is reflecting back. And now the positive, that's why I don't count on people to lift me. I count on my God, my family around me, and that immediate circle that love me, and the people that are supporting my journey.
Yeah.
That's what I count on.
Yeah.
And now all I can do is just be me at every stage of each album and have fun. I want to have fun. I am tired of not having fun. I'm like giving so much. Now I have to turn that back. into me. That's what you see.
Yeah.
Let's focus on not the body part, but look at that smile I had on Black Girls Rock. And I finished. I was like, yeah!
And those shoes. Those shoes that you had. Because you say you can't dance in and jeans.
I couldn't dance. I can always dance to some high heels, honey. That's been going on for a while. Everybody know that. I don't play with my shoes.
Okay. Indeed. And you've always been very forthcoming allowed yourself to be vulnerable. I remember picking up, there was a book that you did.
Yeah, I wrote a book called
Essence,
Better Than All Right with
And that
Essence.
Was a lot about where you were in your journey at that particular time. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that in many songwriters, that willingness to be vulnerable.
Yeah, well, it's scary. I don't like giving this much of myself. I do save things for me. But I realized that this is my purpose and my calling is to show my story and reflect it out so that others can find some lifting in that. How dare me be selfish and hold all this gift I have to show to everybody, look, I did it. I'm just like you. I might have this gift that sings, but I'm just like you. I am so vulnerable. I'm so insecure. I wrote all these books and I'm still letting go of stuff. Huh? I'm a person. I have, this is the nerdy side of me. But when I get on stage later, I'm going to be, because that's me. But I'm going to show those parts. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. And that's what Letticy did with the covers that would only show her face or the hiding to the side or in the dark on Lost and Found, the sad songs. I don't want to do that anymore. I want us to be lifted. And so I want to mirror that. And we should mirror that to each other. Can you imagine how many people, if they had joy, they walked around loving what they did and accepting the truth about who they fully are, how much better we all would be? It's contagious.
It is.
I'm contagious, honey. You know what
that
I mean?
That energy is, though. I mean, I can feel that, and I saw it even through the television. I felt that, and I'm going to tell you, too, just the power of your voice. There's something.
I'm still a singer first.
Yeah,
no
it comes
matter
through.
What. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to prove a point. It's not about age or color or style of genre. If the song means something and is relatable to people and that I'm singing out, you're still going to get me in the club, in the church, and wherever you're going to get me. You know, in your car riding, going, this song up tempo, this lead, I can't believe it. Now I have her on the treadmill with me. Now I have her everywhere I go in different forms. I love that people box me, but I can't stay there. But there's an album you can go to reference the box of Letticy you love. That's what I want to leave behind, a legacy, a body of work. Mm-hmm. That's for everyone, not just old school, new school. It's a combination of everybody. I got to get the young folk.
Yeah.
I got to get them so that I can show them where I came from. This is how I learned. But if I stayed doing urban, you know, old school ballads, I'm going to lose a whole generation that need to know about the music I grew up on. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. That's not fair. Because they say, why you ain't do this? No, I'm not. Sorry, I got a purpose. It's bigger than me. It has nothing. It's bigger than what you want. But there's a song on there for you.
Okay. You and know? Do you feel it comes to you like that? Because you write almost all of your songs.
This
I hear songwriters say that they're just vehicles, that they channel sort of the spirit, the words of the music.
Yeah, because if I had my choice, I wouldn't have put The Truth on there. If I had my choice, I wouldn't have put 88 Boxes. If I had my choice, I wouldn't have ventured out and did Lose Control. But I did, because it was meant for Truth. The Truth song, I had that track for 3 months, and I refused to write to it because I didn't know what to say. And I was afraid. I realized I was afraid to say the truth because I was worried about what other people will think and telling my business. But God, it felt like right. 3 a.m., I woke up and started. And I called Rex Rideout, who executive produced with me on my whole album. I said, I got it. I got the title of the album. I got the last song. He said, say the words to me. And I said the words, because now I was focused lyrically and I was focused on tempo. Those were my two things. I know I'm going to sing it, but those were the two things I want to make sure I related on every song to anyone, not just one generation, but all generations. So that song, The Truth, was about fully waking up. The first line, like a hurricane without warning. I woke up Sunday morning and had to face the truth about me and you. That's exactly how it happened. 3 a.m., that's what I came up with. How you going to wake up and go, I got it?
That's real.
That's how I write. Yeah. It'll be a beat. I'll walk in, somebody will start it, and then I'll just go. It depends on what's going on. But that particular song, those 88 boxes too, everything is raw. This is the first time in the studio I had to turn the lights off. I've never had to sing a song and turn the lights fully off.
Why'd you do that?
Because I couldn't sing in front of people.
Oh.
It was that painful. I did it in one take. Roland made me turn on my tour manager. He was there. He made me turn off all the lights and had two candles burning. And then I did it in one take. And afterwards, I was like, oh, my God, I was just shaking because I had poured my whole thing out there. That's powerful. Usually I go, I smile through it. Oh, you know, it reminded me of my old days and of All Right and all those feelings. But now I'm talking about a specific thing, and that's what the truth is about. It's about me. I don't have to explain, really, but I'll explain, but I don't really have to. It says it in the songs. Mm.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I'd love to hear you sing
songs.
So, you know, we'll continue talking.
Yeah.
But what are you going to give us first?
I think I'm going to do the song that women love called Pieces of Me. And yeah. I wrote this for women and for myself. I was having a rough day, and Claude Kelly and Chuck Harmony and I, we wrote Pieces of Me. And we also wrote I Blame You. So this song was our first big collaboration.
All right. Let us
All
see.
All right. People just don't know what I'm about. They haven't seen what's there behind my smile. There's so much more of me I'm showing now.
These are the pieces of me.
When it looks like I'm up, sometimes I'm down. I'm alone even with people all around. But that don't change the happiness I found.
These are the pieces of me.
So when you look at my face, you gotta know that I'm made of everything, love and pain.
Oh, pieces of me.
Like every woman I know, I'm complicated for sure. But when I love till there's no love no more. So many colors
make up the world that you see.
A good friend and lover.
Everything yeah, you want, yeah.
I can run the business and make time for fantasy. Now I'm gonna make mistakes from time to time. But in the end, believe it, I'm gonna fly. No matter if I'm wrong or if I'm right.
The pieces of me.
When you look at my face.
Look at my face.
You gotta know that I'm of everything, love and pain.
Oh, pieces
of me. Like every woman I know. I'm complicated. But when I love till there's no love no more.
Pieces of me.
Oh, as the pieces of me start to unfold. Now I start to understand all that I am. A woman not afraid to be strong, strong. Look at my face.
I saw that. You know what? But that's it. You know,
yeah.
That's where the feeling comes from. People talk about us, but every woman knows what that is.
Exactly.
We know what that is. For sure. For sure. Lettucey is here with us inside the VIP lounge, in the Soul Lounge. Your voice. Now, this is the closest I've ever been to you singing.
Oh,
it,
really?
It just filled me up. And I know a big part of that, obviously, is that you're blessed with that voice. But you're classically trained
as
a vocalist.
Yes,
opera?
Classical. Yes, I love opera. It's the first thing I mimicked besides my mom. But I would mimic Leontine Price. And I just love the sound of it. It was loud and it vibrated and my whole body would go, ah. So
really?
I've always loved classical. I started classical music at 8 at the New Orleans Symphony Chorus. They would only let 2 people per parish, per school, go to sing for the New Orleans Symphony Chorus. It was youth, elementary school. And me and Clara Fisher, we were chosen to go. I remember her name.
Yeah. I wonder whatever happened to her. Have you talked to her?
No, she could sing, though.
Okay.
Clara was, ooh, mezzo soprano. She was incredible.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've always loved classical. And then studied at UC Berkeley, which was great, at the Young Musicians Program. Sarah studies classical as well, but she churches sometimes. But
well,
she gets
right.
some classical.
That's all right. That's all right. Now, you grew up in New Orleans.
I was born in New Orleans and raised in Oakland, California.
Okay, yeah. So you have both. Well, did New Orleans at all color your influence?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
Because we started with Fats Domino, Jazz, Zydeco, and my mom would listen to Patsy Cline. She liked Willie Nelson a lot, just all over the place. And then my stepdad liked funk music, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Tower Power. So I would grow up listening to all that, and they had their own band. And then when we moved to Oakland, that's where I saw the Hawkins family. I would hear them sing Daryl Coley. I got turned on to Tony.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to Sly, like what Oakland has. And that's when the classical started really kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't start in the church like everyone thinks. My mom was churchy, but not really. She sang a lot of R&B and country music and opera. And then I would study jazz and everything in the Bay Area and gospel there. So I learned everything kind of backwards.
Well, that's fine.
I mean,
you pulled from
tradition,
that.
Whatever that
yeah.
means. For me, it was right on time.
It was exactly. And it's right. Do you continue to pull from all of those?
Oh,
influences?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You hear the scat on the end of "I Blame You." My technique is definitely opera. I'm so grateful, and theater too. To my presence on stage, theater taught me to go past the first 2 rows because I would just stick right here, and there's more people all around me, behind me, on the side. I'm going to get every nook and cranny in that building, you know? So I've learned how to have presence because of that. But, yeah, I take everything I am, everything I learn.
Mm.
I love rock music. That's like my – I love to – but,
yeah.
You know, you can't do that everywhere.
Yeah,
that's hold
true.
That in sometimes.
But, you know, things are changing, and I actually want to kind of talk about how things are changing in soul and in R&B. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not R&B even exists, at least among people of color. I'm sure you probably read some of the articles. Tank came out and said Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake are doing it better than the rest of us.
Ooh,
I'm really... Oh, you didn't hear that?
Okay.
Yes, you
I
did.
Heard that.
And, yeah, and there was also an article that said essentially that it's dead, it's gone. Clearly it's not.
I'm still as long as I'm living. No, <I'm> well, you know, it's like R&B always goes in these cycles, and I think it never goes away as long as you're holding up your candle of it. And that's how I look at it. It's whether it's mainstream mean the popular sound. When Marvin Gaye was around, it was the popular thing. When Teddy P was around, it was the popular thing. And now it's different. It's a different style. I think R&B has gotten so jazzy. I was doing that in 2003 on Feeling Orange But Sometimes Blue, and now it's the popular thing in R&B. You have jazz artist Gregory Porter or Gary Clark Jr. just won for an R&B album. He's really rock. So it doesn't really, if you pay attention to labels, you'll be exhausted and you won't hold up your banner. Just hold up your banner at what you do and call it what you want to call it, or let everybody else do that. I don't pay attention to that. I just make music because I am a chameleon. I like whizzing around. And if they put me in R&B, which I feel I am, an R&B singer, that's what I do. But my undertones have jazz, they have pop beats or hip-hop beats underneath. I'm everything I am. So Stevie Wonder back in the day, and who else was it? Sly Stone and Aretha Franklin, they could make records that were blues. Aretha made a blues album, a jazz album, gospel album, and R&B. And what do we call her? Queen of Soul.
Right.
So, I don't know. You get what I mean?
Yeah,
it depends on the
totally.
Time. You just do what you continue to do and make it as a body of work. I don't debate those things. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I said it on my, the definition of soul is varied and too exhausting for me to debate about. I'm just going to do what I do.
That's real. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. And, you know, I hear, too, that a lot of artists, especially like touring overseas, because they don't have those labels. Everyone just kind of is really a good artist or not. And, mm-hmm. and I'm just interested, since we are all over the world, some of your experiences overseas and how they varied from the experiences you've had moving around the United States.
I have toured more in the States than I have overseas, so I don't have the same experience. I'm waiting for overseas to receive me properly. I'm gonna be honest because I'm telling the what truth, and I can't wait for them to put me on TV and showcase my talent more. I don't know whose fault that is, but I've been over there for 3 years and I still play the same things, but I've been opening here and there. For bigger audiences. So that's great. It's growing, but I don't feel what everyone says. But when I'm there, they love it the same, especially Paris, Amsterdam when I'm there, and London. Switzerland, I just started branching out. They love me as well. Vienna. But I haven't experienced that whole experience everyone talks about. But I've been home more than I've been. They always say, when are you coming back? Please come back. Let it see. Come back. I can't wait. And I just did South Africa, which was amazing.
Yeah, tell me about that.
That was amazing because they still love the jazzier Let It See. So they're not used to the... Now they're getting onto the Bravo in the morning Let It See. Okay. So I can't wait to see what the response is for this Let It See. So, but they respond to that rhythm.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm singing, it doesn't matter. It's all about just making them feel something. So... That's all I feel. I mean, but I want more. Okay. I do want to tour more overseas.
Well, we've got you on television overseas
now.
You're on the radio overseas
So
we'll do our part. So everyone who's watching,
well,
get her
so
there.
Lounge.
Definitely.
Thank you.
In fact, why don't we give them a taste
of
what they can expect.
Okay,
so what are you going to do now?
I Blame You? Okay, cool. And I wrote it again with Chuck Harmony and Claude Kelly. Here we go. I Blame You. Blame is a good thing in this song, everyone. Here we go. They say I'm walking different, talking different. It's like all of me has changed. The magic that's in my eyes, I can no longer hide. When they look at me, what they really see is the love you got me feeling. Like I'm dancing on the ceiling, I can't hardly breathe, 'cause you're all I need. So when they ask me why I'm smiling like a fool, I blame you. Oh baby, I blame you. Oh yeah. Hey, my mind is frozen, got me open off your love, can't think of no. Yeah.
it's your fault that I'm completely blown away. I've been building castles in the sky, a place for only you and I.
King, sit down. Okay, I'm here.
He patted himself on the back after he heard that song, didn't he?
Look at you.
That's a good one. Yeah, I love that.
You like that? She went on a note. I'm sorry. Go back.
Because it came at me. I mean, that voice. Just you feel that energy. Well, listen, I want to play a little game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's called What's in Your Ear. Uh-oh. So I'm going to ask you three questions.
Okay.
So I want to know, who makes you dance? When it's time for you to get down on the dance floor, who's going to do it for you?
It's always Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and Mary J. Blige is so fine and happy. Those three, in any order, I'll just you start breaking out.
Okay. All right. Who puts you in the mood?
Marvin Gaye. Flat out. Bam! That I Want You song? Come on now. Y'all know. Marvin
okay.
Gaye all the time.
All right. And then who lifts your spirits?
Wow, that's hard. It depends on what's going on.
Okay.
I have to say, gosh, who lifts me? It's usually either Daryl Coley's When Sunday Comes.
Okay.
That one.
Okay.
Gets me.
Yeah.
It keeps me humble, but it's also very emotional. So, yeah. Or Nina Simone. It'll be her darkest song about suicide, how love, and that'll lift me. Because it keeps me humble. Like, it could be worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Let us see. It's such a pleasure. I am so grateful that you decided to come hang out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful.
Thank you for making time and having me and wanting us.
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely. And the album, again, is called The Truth.
Yes.
Can't wait for everyone to hear it. I can't wait to put it in the car myself. And can't wait to see you again. And I can't wait to see you again. Thank you so much for hanging out with us inside the Soul Lounge. Can you do maybe another?
Yeah.
Do you have another prepared? Just kind of take us out, please.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Absolutely. Thank you. Let us see.
We can do that.
Okay.
Hiding this. Here it is.